deeper, find your sugar, 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 I want it, I must have it. Ain't nobody quite like me.
I'm from a different planet.
We're beyond the pain, I know. When your hands be like letting go, look inside yourself and find love. Find your sugar, find your sugar, sugar. I say sugar, 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 sugar. Find your sugar, sugar. I say sugar, sugar. This boy from Mate Congo make it this far. I took my pen and turned it into sugar. Go to battle, fight my demons. I am not a loser. I am not a loser. Truth, yeah. If you don't get the money, you be nuisance. If I don't do it for me, tell me who for. I know they talk it too much. I get the bag and move on. I make the devil you turn. I find my sugar, 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 sugar.
And I am freaking out in the middle of the street with the complete conviction of someone who's never had anything actually really bad happen to them. But I am committed now to the feeling. I don't know how it started, don't know how to stop it. Suddenly I'm dancing to imaginary music. Something's coming, so out of breath. I just kept spinning and I danced myself to death. Something's coming, so out of breath. I just kept spinning and I danced myself to death.
Welcome back. You're listening to KXLL. I'm Chandra Boom. That was Florence and the Machine. Their new album is called Dance Fever. And we're all about Dance Fever today because tonight the final countdown is blowing up the Crystal Saloon. That's at 10 o'clock tonight. Tickets are $10. Head to crystalsaloon.com to get your tickets. And if you ask me, this is the real kickoff to summer in Juneau. Y'all, it's going to be lit. It's the farewell dance party for Steve Knight of the popular Knight Show podcast, which Juneau has been home to for the last 4 years. It's a farewell show, so this means lovely Klingit Nuna is saying goodbye tonight as he goes on his next adventure. In Knight Show style, he's invited some of his crew up from LA to go out in style. So I'm thrilled to welcome all three artists performing tonight, True Haru and Sista Irie.
Ow! Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so excited to hear about the scene in your neighborhood. So welcome once again. First, I'm going to ask Knight, take us back. How did you all meet?
Oh, man. So Haru and I met through a mutual friend, and one night we were sitting basically on my couch in my house, and it was after a show, and I remember talking to him about, this is like almost 7 years ago. I may have cried about this earlier thinking about it, as we were like kind of coming here, and I'm like, 7 years ago, sitting on the couch, me and in the house, and Doja Cat of all people was on my balcony, and we're just chilling, hanging out, drinking Jameson. And I look at him, I was like, hey, man, I really want to start this podcast. Like, I just had this idea for it. He's like, yeah, man, you should definitely, like, you know, put your energy toward it and all this other stuff. And he just kept saying this whole thing about create yourself, and it always stuck with me. And now, 7 years later, here we are, Juneau, Alaska.
Create yourself.
Yeah, you don't find yourself, you create yourself.
I love that. Yeah. That's such a good sentiment.
Yeah. People get very caught up in, I gotta find myself, and it becomes this never-ending journey of finding, but you're creating constantly.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love this.
He told me his last name was Knight, and it was called The Knight Show. I was like, your last name really Knight? It's like, yeah, like, and it's called The Knight Show. Say, yeah, like, dude, you've got to do it.
That's so perfect. Y'all got to know that True is telling me this right now while wearing this, like, huge, fluffy vest while it's, like, 80 degrees, maybe 85 in the
cancel. But he's cool.
But he is cool. That's right.
I pull it off.
Yeah. This is such a cool squad.
It's an Alaskan hawk, by the way.
Hey.
I'm on theme.
Home.
I'm on theme.
Alaska certainly smiled on y'all. Or I think actually y'all are smiling on Alaska by even being here. Yeah, brought the weather with them for sure. Mm. So I wanted to ask a little bit about your musical influences, because you have such different music styles. Iree, you have a little bit more of the reggae. Mm-hmm. True, you have a little bit more of like R&B, but with like the pop. And then Knight, you're like dance, but also kind of the man with the plan, right? So Iree, I wanted to start with you. Tell me a little bit about some of the music influences that shaped your sound.
Well, I'm actually Mexicana, so I'm Afro-Indigenous from Mexico. My grandmother was also Cubana, so I have the Caribbean, like deep-rooted, you know, super indigeneity. I have to like really embrace that every time I perform or whenever I have like some type of influence. It always comes from my roots. And even with the reggae music, I remember my father would play Bob Marley for me when I was little. And I was like, this is awesome. I want to get deeper into this type of music. And I think one of the things that sticks out a lot is that my mom is also a singer. And she would be in a band all the time. She was always singing from rock music to bolero Mexican music to, you know, just different, even Motown songs. Like, I was introduced to music, good music, via my family. So shout out to my family.
Yes, I love it. Sounds like that music and heritage just really is legit in your blood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. If completely from a little child. I think the first song that was my lullaby was like Jimi Hendrix, Voodoo Child. Yes. Which makes total sense now.
Yeah. Checks out,
yeah, that tracks. I wanted to mention, too, Iree, just a little bit of the L.A. scene that you've been involved with. I read a little bit about Juice, Justice by Uniting in Creative Energy, a safe space for youth to put energy into creative expression through dance and music. Is it Project Blowed?
Yes,
Project Blowed, yep, LA. Yep. Open mic workshop for MCs. Do you want to give a shout out to them real
absolutely,
quick?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think when I think back about like even the career as an MC, quote unquote, like I don't see myself as like the person on the mic. I see myself as the observer and like absorbing all these people that had amazing energy on stage, whether it was like, you know, the Blodians and consist of some very interesting MCs, their Freestyle Fellowship, and then you have Abstract Rude, you have Tumex, and then you have Part of the Living Legends, which is Merce, Eli, and Scarab, and all those were like my brothers growing up, my bigger brothers in rhyme. And so Blowed was something I went to on a weekly basis from the time I was like 16, 17 years old. It actually started at a place called The Good Life, which there's a movie by Ava DuVernay. You heard that correctly. Ava DuVernay made a movie about a place that we used to go to called The Good Life Cafe, which was literally a cafe that had an open mic for youth. And at first, I was just there watching all these people blow up. And everybody came through that door. I mean, I'm talking about like Ice Cube, LL Cool J. People would come to that open mic to present to the youth, the urban youth in Leimert Park. And that area now has become like very popular for different, you know, reasons, because it's just a creative haven, you know, for for many reasons. So I feel like Blowed was kind of like my stomping ground. Because I wasn't yet an MC, but they really just pushed Irie out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally
and
know what
And now I've
mean.
Done like 20 of the 27 anniversary shows, like a good amount of them.
Wow.
And it's been amazing to just be affiliated with that school of music because LA underground hip hop is so diverse and it has like super deep roots all over Los Angeles, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just like one community, but all communities under this umbrella of hip hop, underground hip hop.
Okay, Blodian's totally blowing my mind right now. And you just actually touched on something that was going to be my next question that's like so rich. So you use the word underground, and I often hear that hip hop scenes in places like LA or the Bay Area described as underground. So I'm just curious what you think about that description.
I feel like it applies to people who have been brewing under the soil. We're the seeds, right? We're the seeds of resistance. And as much as they tried to get rid of us, we just kept popping right back out. So coming from the underground, you have to outshine. You have to do everything yourself pretty much. As an independent artist, and True is testament to that as well, you are your own everything. Your own promoter, your own IG person, your own... I mean, before social media, I would print my own CDs and like do stencil art and logos and do all that myself. So I think underground is just like basically like a little incubator for amazingness and greatness. Because like every seeds come out. What'd you say?
The underground is the lack of the machine.
Yeah.
There's say no that machine one. Behind you.
No machine behind you.
Yeah. It's the lack of the machine.
Yeah.
It's literally organic.
Yeah. Organic, 100%.
Yeah. Man, that sounds like such a creatively fertile scene. That's how I usually describe it. And some places are just like that. And it sounds like this, Blowed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you go back and you look again, there's multiple documentaries made, but the one that stood out to a lot of people was this one by Ava DuVernay, because obviously she's a big director now. Mm-hmm. But this was the first thing that she made, and she made it because she was a part of that scene growing up. She would be like an older person, older sister to me as an MC. She was also an MC, which inspired me. And I saw her and Medusa, and I was just like blown away. I was like, damn, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yes.
And so as I saw them become who they are as women now, I'm like, oh man, this is like, I've actually run into Ava through styling, hairstyling, but I never told her. I'm like, I'm a big fan of her work, like just in general, being able to bring our story of the Good Life Cafe, which was a tiny little health food cafe, smoothie bar, you know, on Crenshaw Boulevard, into life, and to make a whole documentary and then highlight all the people around her that were part of her brotherhood, you know, the hip hop brotherhood that we all grew up under.
Yeah.
So underground is not, it's not a like a bad name. It's more so about like what it looks like to the outsiders, to the outside world. They're like, oh, you guys are underground. Sure. But I'm above ground now.
That's right.
I'm blowed up.
Yep.
That's why it's called Project Blowed.
Yeah. Blowedians. Love it. So many snaps. Okay. And that Ava DuVernay. Documentary was called
This is Life. Yeah, cool. You'll love it.
Yeah,
you'll love it.
Yeah. One, Ava DuVernay, total shero for a lot of people, a lot of filmmakers, a lot of creatives, producers.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's what really highlighted her as a director, because again, I knew her as an MC. Right. I was influenced by her as an MC already, so seeing her blow up on the big screen has been amazing.
All right, that's hot. I'm going to want to hear a little bit more about that from you, True. But before we do, I want to hear about Brujas Brew.
Yeah, that's my current collective trio. It consists of Zay, Kiddo, and me, Sister Irie. And we just do witchy stuff. We just do brujeria with the music. And we do something called Sage My Trap, you know, like making sure that everything is good in my music, in my daily life, put you on the vibe to make the elevation high and bring on the magic. So this is just the beginning of the Brujas Brew. And at the same time, I'm dropping a bunch of Sister Irie stuff. So I'm going to drop two bombs, boom, 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 and we're literally going to blow up.
Love it. How did you and the other members of Brujas Brew nourish kind of that part of you, nourish that witchcraft energy?
I feel like as a woman, you're automatically connected to the moon and to the cycles of the moon. And if you know how to be in touch with the moon, then you're in touch with nature. And nature becomes like this, it feeds you. Anytime you lack in energy, lack in imagination, lacking inspiration, like we go into nature, we take hikes together, we do, you know, self-care together, besides writing music and keeping up with the music and dropping hard bars and getting really funky on the mic, we also do, you know, the rituals that require us to continue to be like our utmost self. And a lot of people affiliate that word bruja, like brujería, with a negative thing. But if you look back, if you really read the etymology of a bruja, it's just someone in tune with nature. And what could be so bad about that? If you're just in tune with nature, then the rhythm, the flow, the music, it all comes naturally. Again, organic.
And that's totally going to resonate with Juneau folks who yes. are used to these tides. There is a lot of herbal fairy energy in these woods.
Absolutely. I felt it. I went hiking today and I was like, dang,
right?
Whoever's out here, I'm just visiting. Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah. I was like, I wish I had sage right now so I can, well, you know,
right?
present myself in this manner too. And I feel that because I was raised in the Mexico part of my life. I've always been really connected to nature and trees. I grew up around a lot of that. And herbs were like second nature to me, like since I was little. So the bruja thing came in a magical place. We decided to make a song together. And that in that moment, we were like, oh, the bruja's brew. And it reminded me of Miles Davis' Bitches Brew. So I was like, this is perfect. And then boom, everybody was like, bruja's brew. And we were born from a song, literally.
Lamo. All right. Well, let's hear a sample from Sista Irie. I don't have any of the Brujas brew, but that's coming. This is Chica Pororosa from Sista Irie.
Oh.
Justice for Satan's, send a protest, it's a scream. It's everything in between. America, you're a fiend. Hella darkness for the green. Catch your body, flee the scene. Caught on camera, it ain't me. Witness the protecting of all right. Delete, tell a lie to the visionaries who's really in control. The guns, the laws, or is it the people? The guns, the laws, or is it the people? The guns, the laws, or is it the people? The guns, the laws, or is it the people? Let us grow, let us grow. We just want our freedom and justice for free. Walk with my sisters, take back our streets. Rap for our freedom till boss set us free.
Sister Irie,
put peace on repeat.
Close your eyes and remember the time you had to fight. Never mind, yo, all of those lies you had to find. Waste of time thinking that they.
You just heard a piece of Sista Irie. That was Chica Pororosa. Irie, listening to your work, and you mentioned this earlier too, I've heard themes of resistance with love, which I find is a tradition in a lot of hip hop, reggae, and other art forms that are rooted in heritage and resist colonization in places like the United States, here in Alaska. Is there any intentional message in your music, or is it more organic? You.
I think a little bit of both, because my intention is always to speak the truth, and the truth can't be nothing but organic and natural. So I have a little bit of both coming in. I feel every time I write something or I'm directed to make music, I always like invoke my ancestors and allow them to inspire me, you know, tell me what I need to be presenting to the youth, because the youth are paying attention. I know people think that youth aren't, they paying attention. They know what's going on. They see through the facade. They're very, very woke. And, you know, to speak the truth to the youth, that's really my motto. I don't feel like we need to be lying about what is going on now. And the word resistance itself just means existence to me, because we're still here. We've never gone anywhere. our roots are so deep in Turtle Island. They come all the way up here, and they go all the way down to Tierra del Fuego in Chile. And I've been to South America and seen similarities in the people and, just in general, like the folklore, like those things we were talking about, you know, certain stories are like, hey, I have this story too from my town, but they call it this other thing over there. So I think just in general, our culture is part of the resistance, being accepting of your roots and accepting of how deep they run. Whether you come from, you know, here, Turtle Island, or over there, or overseas, wherever you're from, find the truth in your roots and just walk that path, and you'll never. That was exciting. See, that was the ancestor speaking there, like boom, boom. That's the vibe.
That's right.
That's right. Resisting. So I use my voice as like a word sound power. I call it. You know, like my voice is the power that I bring. My palabra is my bullet. You know, it's my word.
I love it. Speaking of roots, as I mentioned earlier, your styles are so different. And so true, I'm really curious. Your style has this really unique sort of dark pop aspect. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about nourishing those roots?
My mama. Inside the house, Michael Jackson. Prince, more Michael. We was a Michael house. You know, everybody, you a Prince house. Somebody. We was a Michael Jackson house. James Brown, you know what I'm saying? Parliament, funk, funkadelic, all of that. Outside the house, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, gangster rap. So it's kind of like a mix. I was influenced by the heart of soul at home, and then the street life outside. And those two just always found myself trying to find a way to blend the carnal and the spiritual in my music. And that came from, I guess, the duality of being inside the house and being outside the house. And here I am.
Yeah. I could really hear that in your music, too, that kind of, like, duality, like yeah. You say. And then meeting you, it's just this, like, delightful kind of bubbly person. You have all these, like, kind of, you know, that darker aspect of spirituality in your, like, promos and photos and all of that kind of publicity. And then I meet you in this big, floofy vest.
Yes. Yes.
It's super great, yeah. And it's also, you know, I feel like that's a little bit ahead of its time, too. I'm seeing that a lot more now in pop music. It's a lot of different blends. Yeah. So one that comes to mind immediately is Bartiz Strange. He's always getting, he has this, like, he's just known for blending country, R&B, rap, trap, hip hop, indie. He's like huge in indie, right? And so I see that kind of same thing in your work of like R&B, pop, rock, a little bit of like metal, like you were the one screaming rage earlier, right? So I'm super curious, what sounds do you hear coming up in pop music right now that you're most excited about?
Honestly, I don't even listen to anything. I watch documentaries and...
Oh, I love it.
And yeah. I couldn't even tell you what's coming out in pop right now. I could tell you what I'm making for myself. What I'm creating for myself. I have a new album about to release. Should I say the name?
Yes.
Should I? I haven't said the name nowhere. Should I say it here, guys?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Drop it.
Please drop it.
The new album is called Rage and Blues. Hey.
Rage and Blues. What? Mm. Yes, I love this.
Yes, there it is. There it is, universe. Yes. it.
All right, awesome. Let's hear a little bit more about that. But first, let's hear a sample because your music is so good.
Thank you.
We were just talking about it so much. So let's hear Good Morning. This is from 2019's It Comes in Threes from True Haru.
I'm still here, still up before the sunrise, still up and at it all night, still katanas in a gunfight, still I show up and they tongue tied. It's some power in this little body, losing hours in this big world, it's some power in your little body, don't get overpowered in this big world. Little baby, keep a band in a pocket. We so loud, like a band in my pocket. Rocket, fuel hit my lungs, I propel, not the Atmos. At most, you could probably stand by my Atlas. At least, you would feel heaven from hell. It's hell when I crack out my shell, crack out them shells. It's war where we headed, all opposition beheaded.
Then good morning, if you made it. Through the night. Good morning.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm doing here. Breaking paradigms and kicking faces off. So young for love, this shit is ruined here. Seen it all, ain't nothing new in here. I cracked the sky and let my crew in here. Now you in fear. Probably cause you know that you ain't living right. Yeah, you know that means it's you I'm killing, right? You ain't feeling right. Don't mistake my conscience for kindness. Cause I'm indifferent as the universe, dog. Hit the ground running junipers, dog. If I ain't make it, promise you be worse. So you should thank God, thank the gods, thank something. You don't know hurt, dog. I don't plan it all. I just popped in to jump this planet off or damn it all.
Then good morning, if you made it through the night. Good morning, we made it. Good night.
That was just a little sample of Good Morning from True Haru's 2019 album, It Comes in Threes. And True, you were just sharing that you've got the new album coming. What's the name again?
Raging Blues.
Raging Blues.
R&B.
And you've got a mix of so many different styles that are so great. Kind of ahead of their time, I feel like. A lot of the indigenous creatives that I know right now who have had success with platforms like Instagram to share their creative work are feeling some pressure to move over to newer platforms like TikTok. Do you ever feel pressure to create or promo using certain mediums?
Pressure?
Yeah.
Yes and no. Mm. But I definitely don't allow the pressure to make me go out of character. You know, like I'm not quite the TikTok, you know, hi, hey, you know, type of personality. It's not quite in me. But I do enjoy, I really enjoy Instagram because it's so visual.
Yeah.
You know, should I say this? I like Twitter. I don't like Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I do not like Twitter. Sometimes it's such a cesspool of words.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Instagram, yes, yes. I do think social media definitely should be utilized to express ourselves, especially with the lack of machine, as we spoke of earlier.
Yeah.
No machine, you have to be the machine.
Right.
You have to utilize the machines that are there to your advantage.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In that aspect, yeah.
I love that. I also love that you said the word pressure like you'd never heard it before. That was so perfect. Pressure. But that just means it's that good kind of pressure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the seed, you know. The seed's not going to grow without that dirt on top of it. So yeah. I love it. So True Haru is one of my in-studio guests today, along with The Night Show and Sista Iree. All three artists performing at the Final Countdown dance party tonight.
Tonight!
At 10 o'clock at the Crystal Saloon. Tickets are $10. Off mic, Knight, you were just sharing with me, you know, this has been going way back. This is a long time coming.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about how this particular collab in Juno came together.
You know, I wanted to actually bring something that was a part of me to Juno because I feel like it gave me a lot. I feel like the conversations and the people I met, the people I was blessed to build a connection with, you know, I owed them something. Those who do know, like, I'm full-time Coast Guard active duty. So when I'm not wearing that hat, I'm doing night show, 20, like, you know, all the time. But we were trying to get this going, like, in 2020. Yes. You know, that was the whole vibe was we're going to start building up the night show productions and use, you know, our artistry to build something here. Because Juno is such a musical city. There's always acts coming through. There's so many talented, you know, people that just come through here and just bless every stage and then they leave. And I'm like, man, like we should put together a show and we should get it going. And I slowly started getting mics and slowly started getting more like speaker systems. And then all of a sudden, you know, we know 2020 happened. So.
Yeah. I really love it. What was one of the first collaborations that night that you and True remember where a light bulb sort of went off? Like, when did you know we have something here?
That first interview.
Yeah.
His very first interview.
Yeah.
The one that I pushed for. Honestly, if he didn't pursue Night Show, I don't even know if we'd be friends today.
And that's real. That's valid. Because I'd just be some, you know, just a guy who was stationed in Long Beach who just went out and had fun and, you know.
Yeah, when I met him, he was just a big guy in a hat.
He's still a big guy in a hat.
I still got that hat, too.
I did a show, and after the show, Gio, shout out OG Gio, Gio, I was like, yeah, meet my friend. It was just this tall guy with a hat on. It was like a Smokey the Bear hat. And we in Long Beach, you know what I'm saying? And it's like in the middle of the city. And he got this Smokey the Bear hat on.
You can say we were in the hood. It's fine.
in the ghetto.
As it were.
You know, I met a lot of people on the scene like that. But I pursue people who pursue things.
Yeah.
Because I'm a pursuer myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad and gracious that he did. I was telling him the other day when I seen his the Night Show flag on the wall in his studio. It's like, man, all these years later, and here we are. Now you booking me.
Yeah.
Now you got me out here in Alaska. You know what I'm saying? It's powerful.
It is powerful. Yeah. I love that. I want to hear more about the Night Show and everything that you were just mentioning, Steve, about just all the things that you have been able to find fertile here in Juneau before you leave.
Yeah.
But before that, I have to go back to the Doja Cat connection. You mentioned that a little bit earlier. True, can you tell me a little bit about that? You've got how many tracks with Doja Cat? Like two?
Three.
At least three?
Three.
Yeah.
Some would say I'm the most male collaborated.
Math would say that, technically.
The math. The math.
Yeah, let's see. I had a surgery. I was down. I couldn't walk for a while. This is like 2014. And I get a FaceTime call. I ignore it. Don't know it. I answer it the second time. And it's this girl. Don't know her at all. Say her name's Doja Cat. She's sitting with some of my homies. And she's like, yeah, I heard some of your stuff. And this is before, this is like so high era for Doja Cat in retrospect, looking back, because I didn't know at the time.
Her underground.
Yeah, her underground stuff. And they're like, oh, you know, when you get better, I would like to work with you. I'm like, yeah, all right, yeah, sure, whatever. But 3 months later, and I was up and moving, we linked up and then indeed, you know, built a relationship, a friendship, got in the studio, did some songs, you know, a trip, some stuff. What do you like to know about that? Because that was all how it started. That's how it began.
Seriously, she called you. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Back in her early era. This is what I'm saying.
Because he's cool.
Yeah, I know.
He's super cool.
That's like crazy.
It's just so wild to see what she's become now.
Right, exactly.
She's like the top of the top of the top of the top.
Yeah. I know. And you're like, well, we don't know what's going to happen in retrospect. But actually, I feel a little bit of psychic energy there. Mm. Not even joking, because check it out. I was doing a little bit of a deep dive as I was preparing for this show. Mm. And I came across a photo from, I think, 2018 of like a group picture.
Mm.
And True, you're wearing a face mask. And this is way in the before times.
Yes.
You're the only one in the group wearing the face mask way before it was cool.
I feel robbed.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
It's a part of my whole thing. Every time I show up to a show, a show could be, my performance could be 2 hours away, not already be at the venue masked up. People are like, are you sick? Like, no. The world is sick. Being all dramatic, you know.
Oh, man.
Then they, you know, then everybody had to wear masks. And it's like, no, that was my thing. I was selling masks and everything. With the little black cat. Yeah, I wore a black cat mask.
You were selling those?
Yes, I was selling masks.
Y'all, listen, he was wearing this in 2018 in a group photo when no one's wearing a mask. And you were selling them.
Yes.
See? The psychic powers. I'm telling you. All right, awesome. Thanks so much for that. Let's hear a little bit more from True Haru. And then when we come back, we're going to hear more from the Night Show about what's next and what he uncovered here in Juneau. First, here's Glow in the Dark from True Haru's It Comes in Threes album. Keep it tuned to KXLL Juneau.
Having long nights, I Check my phone, baby, asking if I'm alright. I tell her, I see you later, see you all night. But right now I'm on the road, I'm on a long ride. I just met her sleeping, surfing at the crossroads. Just go away, away. Why don't you just go away, away? 'Cause you just don't flow with me. So you just can't roll with me. Ooh, it's like poetry. So when you hear it, you know it's me. When you hear it, you know.
Yakusuke Dakahiri means house of learning in Tlingit.
I love Yakusuke Dakahiri.
I love Yakusuke Dakahiri because
I can be myself without judgment from the teachers.
Because it gives me a sense of community.
Because they gave me the graduation I've always wanted.
We are like a family.
Find out more at ydhs.junoschools.org.
This message was sponsored by the Yakusuke Dakahiri High School Grit Leadership Council.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening to KXLL. I'm Chandra Boom. I'm here with Steve Knight of the Knight Show podcast and his crew up from LA, True Haru and Sista Irie. All three are performing tonight at the Crystal Saloon starting at 10 o'clock. Tickets are $10. Go snag those online. Head to crystalsaloon.com. This dance party is going to be hot. It's the farewell party for Knight. After 4 years in Juneau, the Knight Show is moving on, and we're so lucky that he took the time to visit us here in the studio to bid a fond farewell. So thanks again so much for being here, Knight. And I'm so curious. Okay, you mentioned a couple of these things earlier. Among DJing, photography, videography, being a first responder in the Coast Guard, you're really well known for the thoughtful interviews on your podcast, The Knight Show. And your podcast is so rich. So complex, you have this really beautiful ability to invite others to open up about their journeys of hard topics like mental health, wellness, forgiveness, something that somebody might call irredeemable or squandered potential. But then really fun stuff too, like Juneau Fashion Week, dance parties like the Final Countdown tonight. And it's all on the path to reaching the most divine versions of ourselves. So was podcasting really a plan?
Yeah, I think, and thank you for that, that description. And, you know, just being here today, it's a blessing. I think the podcast really was, for myself even, was a tool to combat the issues that I was having with mental health and use myself, my own story, and my own successes that I knew would eventually come. And I didn't know what it would look like as a lesson for others to create yourself. You know, we can consistently get stuck in these narratives where we think so little of ourselves that we don't think that we have earned any of the things that we have earned. We get trapped in imposter syndrome. We get trapped in, you know, self-doubt, being overcritical of ourselves, or just being blind to the things that we really should be paying attention to. Like, we might be unintentionally doing harm to others because we're not combating our own, you know, our own demons. And the show is really a safe space for folks to come on, be very authentic, and to have conversations using me kind of sometimes just as a mirror. And sometimes they would unlock some things with some individuals who may not have thought about it. You know, their situation in a certain way.
I love that, the analogy of the mirror. What do you think is helpful to nourish your creative energy and all of the energy that it takes to do what you just described? What do you think is helpful about being in a smaller community versus a big urban center like Chicago, Dallas, LA?
I think, especially coming from Long Beach, being in LA and coming up here, Long Beach definitely gave me the motivation and gave me a lot of, you know, in-person visuals to be like, oh, okay, this is how they're doing it this way. Maybe I need to try it this way. And it gives you a lot of opportunities to, you know, try and get your name out and just to see how the people who have made it, quote unquote, kind of what they did to do it. And here was kind of like an incubator, kind of like how Haru, I know it, in his process when he makes music, he goes inside of himself. He definitely goes inside of himself to get the most authentic version of his music. Because if I listen to everybody else's podcast, or if I listen to everybody else's, you know, story, then that kind of taints, and not in a negative way, but like it'll contaminate the authenticity of like what I'm going through or what his music is about.
Yeah, like when she asks what pop music, I can't even tell you what's being played right now. I can be in my own world.
You described your feeling before moving to Alaska as maybe a misalignment. Again, I was doing that deep dive. As maybe a misalignment, but you mentioned earlier that you do feel like ending up that Juno has kind of given you so much and has been sort of nourishing. So looking back now, what do you think is the thing that most surprised you that ended up lining up here in Alaska?
I think that being in Long Beach gave me the tools to get the idea kind of going. And then being in Alaska made me confront myself even more to make sure that I'm being exactly who I say I am. And it's all kind of lining up because I'm leaving now to move back to Maryland where I grew up. So it's going to be very different because the folks back at home get to see who I am now, not the kid who left when he was 17 and went off to college and never came back and then joined the military. Now it's Steve Knight, 35 years old, grown man. Mm-hmm. So it's being here definitely through everything, through all the, you know, the things that happened either through the Coast Guard, you know, good and bad, things that happened throughout the podcast and videography stuff, like all the lessons learned. Now I get to go back and, you know, stand in front of some kids who were probably grew up how I grew up. Parents divorced, kind of single mom situation, you know, turbulence in the home, but still having a loving, connected community. Now I get to go back and be the elder, the big brother, and, you know, share my gifts and my talents.
Man, I told y'all that the vibes were huge in here today. Okay, so you've been doing the podcast, and it's so good, and you have such a gift for it. Where do you see your creative energies being drawn next?
I want to keep creating. Obviously, the podcast is going to keep going. You know, build a studio, get that locked in. Have, you know, these lovely, divine creatures, have them come out and do some awesome work. And connect with a lot of folks that I've been blessed to have a relationship with, either be in L.A., either be in Guam, Hawaii, Virgin Islands, all the places I've been stationed in the Caribbean, and I want to have them have a incubator so that they can create, do some beautiful things. So that's where it needs to go. It needs to be a platform. I want to create a platform for folks who are from my community, folks who I've made community with, you know, folks like yourself, so we can just keep working, you know, keep that connection going. You know, we're going to water each other. We're plants out here, so we got to water each other.
That's right. We got to water each other. Love it. What's the best way for your audience here in Alaska to follow you?
If you want to follow me, I'm definitely on Instagram. That's probably the best place to get in contact with me, especially if you want to do a show, you know, podcast or what have you. I'm on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music. I think I'm forgetting anything. Tidal. I'm on whatever. However you listen and consume music, you can find me. And all the videos and all that are on YouTube. So
nice.
All that stuff will be up there.
Search for The Night Show.
The Night Show with a K, of course.
Yes. The Night Show.
It's lit.
It is lit. All right, one more plug for the final countdown. Tonight at 10 o'clock at the Crystal Saloon.
Yes. Yes.
Tickets are $10. Ooh. Go to crystalsaloon.com. Get those tickets in advance before you miss out. All right. We're going to do a quick hyperspace, just some fun flu for everyone. Uh-oh. Before we sign off.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, we kind of already answered this earlier, but are you guys ready?
Yes.
Who from the group has the strongest psychic future-telling powers?
Future-telling.
According to you guys.
I'll say the girl.
This I am woman a bruja. Right here, this bruja right here, she got some right. Power. I'm with you.
Yep, I agree.
It's Irie, all right. But I think that True's got a little of those future telling powers,
yes,
too.
Yes,
his mom's a bruja, too. That's why.
Oh, Mama Heru is
Mama Heru is a real one.
Awesome. All right. Well, okay. Best part of Alaska so far. Irie, go.
The trees.
The trees. Yes. True. Best part of Alaska?
The Hoochie Mama beer at the Forbidden Brewery.
That is okay. No joke. My next question was best beer in Alaska so far. So who has the real psychic power?
Checks
out. Not even joking. That was
out.
Checks out.
All right. Land of the Midnight Sun. You guys been sleeping?
Yes. Weird. I've been caught off guard a few times with the sun here.
what is sleep?
We went to the grocery store and he was like, I was like, we gotta hurry up because we're gonna close in 5 minutes. He's like, what are you talking about?
It's like 5 o'clock, bro.
Yeah, it was like 8:55.
He's like, it's 9.
All right, last question. Y'all gonna sleep tonight or is it just dance party all night?
Oh my God.
Going until the wheels fall off.
Yeah.
It's the night show for a reason.
Yeah, that's 100%. Right.
At the night show.
It's the night show. All right. Thanks so much to my guests today, The Night Show, True Haru, and Sista Irie. You can see all three artists performing tonight at the Final Countdown. It's the farewell dance party for independent producer Steve Knight of The Night Show podcast and Night Show Productions. Don't miss this one. It's your last chance to get down with Knight and some friends in town before he leaves Juno, but not forever.
No, not forever. If you don't make it tonight, we'll be at the Alaskan on Sunday as well. So,
all right, Saturday. The Alaskan Sunday.
Saturday.
Okay, cool. It's going to be a lit weekend, y'all. I'm Chandra Boom. I'm here Wednesdays and Fridays at 1 o'clock with your fresh jams just for you, Juno. Here's Kota the Friend. This is Long Beach. We'll see you tonight at the Crystal Saloon, 10 o'clock. And I'll see you next Wednesday at 1 o'clock here on KXLL Juno. Kakugulu.
She just want in the morning. She just want lay in the daylight. She ain't trying to do no falling. Don't want love if it ain't right. Walk on the beach on Sunday afternoon and make her feel alive. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I can change the story if you let me. Promise in the morning won't forget me. Lately I've been missing California. I ain't far from perfect, but you get me. A lot of miles getting in the way. I just wanna give you what you want. I've been thinking about you every day. Catch a plane and wait for me to come through. She a whole mood. Nothing that I won't do. Chilling at the bar while she back it up. A good girl, but she acting up. A good girl, but she bad. She on 10, but I'm catching up. She sweat me and I gas her up. I'd be dumb if I pass it up. Those eyes said I had to jump. And her mind said I had to. 1, 2, 3. I'm inspired by your energy. 4, 5, 6. Feel your spirit on my fingertips. And 7, 8, 9. Thank your mama, cause you so damn fine. And I don't really wanna say goodbye. Let me stay the night again. She just want in the morning. She just want lay in the daylight. She ain't trying to do no falling. Don't want love if it ain't right. Walk on the beach on Sunday afternoon to make her feel alive. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I can change the story if you let me. Promise in the morning won't forget me. Lately I've been missing California. I ain't far from perfect, but you get me. Lot of miles getting in the way. I just wanna give you what you want. I've been thinking about you every day. Catch a plane and wait for me to come through. Up and I'll be on the way. Scoop you up and grab you by the waist. Take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm aware that you just wanna play. I know that we going with the flow. Soon I'm about to go and catch a plane. Baby, won't you open up the door? Tell me you are happy that I came through. Never had a thing like you. Little brown girl that can hang like you. Shine so bright in the daylight. Moonlight making that little thing shade like you. Love in the back of the whip, so we took it back to the crib. Shorty like crack, no cat. Don't know how to act with a kid. Keeping it a stack, what it is. What she want? She just want in the morning. She just want lay in the daylight. She ain't tryna do no falling. Don't want love if it ain't right. Walk on the beach on Sunday afternoon to make her feel alive. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I can change the story if you let me. Promise in the morning won't forget me. Lately I've been missing California. I ain't far from perfect, but you get me. Lot of miles getting in the way. I just wanna give you what you want. I've been thinking about you every day. Catch a plane and wait for me to come through. Come through. I can change.
change the story if you let me. Promise in the morning won't forget me. Lately I've been missing California. I ain't far from perfect, but you get me. Lot of miles getting in the way. I just wanna give you what you want. I've been thinking about you every day. Catch a plane and wait for me to come through. Come through. Come through.